when the axe fell and we had to evacuate, Molly couldn't go with us because she
That's
was
in Burma.
Yes.
Yes. Well, do you mind if I leave Burma till later? Because, you know, this is so interesting, this early part, being at Sandhurst, because we never hear about what it was like to live on army bases. Were you given the accommodation free?
Oh, yes. You had your quarters free, coal allowance, things like that. You had to be careful with your money. Pay didn't stretch too far. But we were careful.
And how about the social aspect? You know, the wives, did you
all... had ladies' clubs, yes, which the RSM was queen. She occasionally the colonel's wife, which she put an appearance in, but it was just the army wives together.
Was there any sort of class distinction?
Oh, very. Yes. Oh, yes. I mean, the sergeants jumped together. Corporals, and you seem to be in, well, peace. You make friends and you stayed with them, and you didn't bother much. But as for mixing with the officers, right now, and it wasn't until my husband got his commission, you realise the divide. But I must say, my army days were very happy.
Then
we were
Margaret.
Only 2 years.
So when did you...
Two and a half years. And it was... we returned back to Pontefract Barracks. And then we were sent to Gibraltar. We sailed in March.
Had you a family by that time?
Yes, I had a little boy, Ian. He was... he was born in 34.
So he would have been 3 years.
He was three when we went out. And we only stayed a year because my husband was posted wrongly. He should have gone back to the 2nd Battalion instead of the 1st. And he came home one day and said, "I've got some bad news for you, Bess." I said, "What is it, love?" He said, "I've just been informed that my posting to Gibraltar was a mistake, and we should have gone on to India." "Oh, how lovely." So he says, "Do you want to go?" I says, "I do. I'd love to go. Ever since my father stirred my interest, wanted to go to that." He says, "But there's some further bad news for you." He says, "The regiment are moving from India and they're going out to Burma. And they're going to be stationed near Rangoon." And I said, "That's all right." And we had a lovely voyage out.
This would be 1938, would it?
Back end of 37, 38.
Before you tell me about the voyage, what was it like in Gibraltar then?
Oh, I liked it very much indeed. The only thing I hated were the cockroaches. The whole island is riddled with them. And you used to have to put your bed legs into tins of paraffin to kill the bugs.
What?
No matter how you tried. Yes, they used to bring flame throwers and burn your beds occasionally. Because the whole of Gibraltar then was riddled with bugs. On the evening, there was a social evening in the mess, and the Navy used to come up from their ships, and it was really a lovely occasion when the band stopped and someone announced that were there anyone who could speak German, would they please report at once? And so there were three people that could speak German, and they said that a German battleship had been bombed, and the hospital staff, they couldn't speak German, and therefore it was very difficult to for the Germans to say about their injuries, and help was coming from England through the night. And next morning, a flying boat came and brought a lot of nurses, Queen Alexander's Imperial Nursing Service, and more doctors. In about 3 weeks after that, a new German battleship came in, and and this German admiral, wherever he was, there was a big ceremony in front of the governor's palace, and my husband was on the guard of honour. So I took Ian down to watch, and I saw this German admiral pinning medals onto both doctors and nurses and thanking them for their help in treating the wounded, and then they took the wounded away. My husband had been on a guard of honour when they buried the Germans that had been hurt, bombed and killed. He was on that, so we took an interest in it. But years later, that incident was to be revived. I'll come to that. But when the flying boat came, the next night, they came early hours of the morning, but that night they should have slept aboard. The pilot and one thing or another, the pilot and the crew should have slept aboard. But next morning they found out that there was no one there. And there was a big note and it said, "Thanks for your hospitality, but we don't like the..." It was something to do with the bugs. They crawled all over the plane, and that was it. But it was a most interesting time.
How was it bombed, the German?
Well, the Spanish Civil War was on, and one side had mistaken this German battleship for the other side. There was two lots fighting. There was Franco and government, I suppose. But it was bombed by mistake, and the poor Germans caught it.
Did you have much to know to do with the Spanish Civil War, or did you hear much about it in Gibbs?
No, I always regretted we could never go through the frontier. People had been on the rocks sometime. They said, "Oh, it's lovely. You go take a picnic and go into Spain and different places." And but we were denied that. We couldn't go through. And not only that, the Spanish were rather hostile about us, because when I came to leave at the end of the year, when it was up, I had a very good Spanish girl that used to come through from La Línea, and she was a treasure, really. And Alan told me, he says, "Look, you won't want that thick navy coat in Burma or India. He said it'd be far too heavy for you to wear. So why don't you give it to I've forgotten her name now."
Not to worry.
But when she saw it, she went into raptures. But she disappeared and brought Carrie, my friend's maid, who could speak good English. And she said, Maria couldn't take that coat through because they'd know it was too big for her. So she, if I will hang on a day, she will bring her married sister through. And she can spend the day, come through with her in the morning, as if she's coming to clean somewhere. And then she'll go back with Maria in the evening, wearing the coat. You see, she says, it's got an English label on, and they won't allow it through. So I was really miffed about that.
So after Gibraltar, you were going off to India, is that right?
Yes.
With the 2nd Battalion, is that right?
No, it was a troop ship. Different regiments on board and things, and a lot of strangers and women and children.
Would that be before the war started?
Yes, that was in early 1938. Back end of 37 to 38. And we sailed, we had a lovely voyage. And when we got to port side, we were allowed ashore. And some of the people I knew, they were chatting to a young couple on the quayside at Portside, and they introduced Alan and I, and that was the first time I'd met Molly and Fred Birch. They were going on a civilian cargo boat, and were having, it was their honeymoon, and they were having a leisurely trip, and it was a couple of weeks later before she arrived in Mingledon. We were based, I'm jumping ahead, at Bombay. When we arrived at Bombay, we were taken to a big hostel, the families, and my husband had to leave me, because there was about a draft of 100 men to go through to Rangoon. So he went ahead, but he was waiting for me in Rangoon when I got there. But CSM Hoyle and one or two more with their families, they were in charge of us, and they looked after us very well.
So you were in Bombay, were you?
In Bombay, nearly a week before we entrained to go across to Calcutta.
What was it like? What was your impression of India at that time?
Well, I was amazed and shocked. The poverty, when you wandered around. I didn't go far from the barracks, but years later when I got to Calcutta, I was in tears. But that was during the war. But this time we stayed at the hostel, and with the Salvation Army used to give us our meals. They had a canteen there, and we used to go up and give the children their meal, then come back, give them a bath, put them to bed, and Sergeant Major Hoyle, he used to sort of be in charge. The men were wandering round, and the children were in safe hands while the adults went for their meal. And then we came back. But we were almost a week before we were entrained for Calcutta. And the train drew in near the docks. And then we just had to walk from the train onto the steamer that was waiting. And I really enjoyed that. The food was marvellous. Everything was nice.
India at that time, this would have been, you know, the time of the Raj, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Did you have that sort of feeling of the British Raj? You know, was it apparent?
Well, we knew not to wander out on our own. You know, you didn't go anywhere without your husband. And you wouldn't dream of going to the bazaar on your own to do shopping. You always had someone with you. But
is that because there were riots or sort of actions against the British?
No, it did intensify later. And you used to see Brits go home, scrawled on the walls, and yet others were extremely nice. And you got to really, I wouldn't say love, but you treated your bearer like an old friend. And he adored the children, and everyone was happy. Oh, I enjoyed that. But when we got to Rangoon,